Genevieve Barron said, "Do not fear to be your true self, for everything you want wants you. Grand and happy rising and welcome to Terrific Tuesday. Today is May 19th, 2026, and you are tuned into the Grow Rich Mastermind, the Good News Network. I'm Lori C. Mazurda on the board as your harmonic engineer, and here's something to think about today. Every single person in this room has had a moment where it looked like things fell apart. A deal that didn't close, a plan that crumbled, a door that slammed shut, but you're still here. You're the kind of person who keeps walking forward in faith, trusting that what fell away was making room for something greater. That's what this mastermind is, a room full of people who refuse to speak in terms of failure, who guard their speech, who choose the creative plane over the competitive one every single day. And leading us on that path is a man who's been showing up, same mission, same heart, for over a decade. He didn't just build a business, he built a family. Please welcome our host, Mike Hobbs. Mike Hobbs is a military vet turned expert internet marketer. He's built three separate million-dollar businesses online and co-founded a company that's paid out over $7 million in commissions. He's one of the world's most well-known and respected home business entrepreneurs and has a heart for the people. He lives in sunny southern Utah with his wife, Christy, and their six children. He loves to share his knowledge of innovative marketing strategy and principle-centered leadership with the Grow Rich family. Now let's go, family. I'm going to unmute the lines, drop in, and say hello and tell me your
because I'm
not Kat. Grand Rut.
Hey, Kat.
Grand Rut family is Angela Mason in Northern California.
Angela.
Hey,
Paul.
What are you doing?
Good morning, Evan Sparkby in Kentucky.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, Evan.
Thank you for being here. What are you grateful for?
The best.
Yeah. Grateful for you. Grateful for you, Angela, Lori Sue.
Grateful for you, Paul.
So happy to be here.
Lori Sue, Kat, I'm grateful for the whole Grow Rich family.
All right, I see Rita Joy.
Thank you.
Mama Jody. Loving you. Glad you're here. Who else is dialing in? Shout out your name and something you're grateful for.
Grateful to be on the live list, family. Love you.
All right, Mr. Christian.
Keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward. Are you ready for Mike today? All the golden nuggets.
Yes.
All right, it's the top of the hour. I hear some tunes playing. Got an echo going. I hope you guys can. All right, Mike, we're ready for you.
Mike.
Hey, come on, Mike.
Mike, let's go, Mike.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, keep shouting out. Let's get it ready for Mike.
All righty then. It's that time. Welcome, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're having a great, I guess it's a Tuesday, right? A terrific Tuesday. And, I'm excited to be alive, I'm excited to be here, excited to help you guys on your journey to freedom through principle-centered leadership. That's why we get on this call every single Monday through Friday. And just want to welcome anyone who maybe have been invited here by somebody in our community. You know, we've opened up this call to people that are not paid members of our community. But open up to everybody. We actually wanted to make this something that it's almost like a like a public service because we know that there's so many people out there that need help. They need to learn these principles of success. And what's crazy, though, is a topic like this, a mindset, you know, whatever, however you want to word it, or principles, or, you know, most people just want to get to the money, right? Get to the money. And what's crazy is people don't realize that this is getting to the money. You know, like all those tactics and skills and like surface level stuff usually doesn't last. Because I'll tell you this, tactics change, skills change, but one of the things that doesn't are these principles. And it's crazy to think about, let's say you learn a skill, it's working, it's doing good, and then all of a sudden it changes, you know, or something happens, and you get to the sticking point where, you know, okay, now I got to change things up a little bit. Well, if you were working on yourself, if you had the mindset of a champion, right? If you literally studied all this stuff that we study on this call, you would get through it. You would push through it. You would make it happen. But I've seen this happen before where good people literally quit over one little thing, one little change, one little hiccup, one little YouTube channel going down, or Facebook shutting them down, or, you know, something happening. Like there was one person that I knew who was crushing it, and she had like a Facebook group, thousands and thousands and thousands of members. Her whole team's strategy, 100%, was this ad tag method where, you know, you add them to the group and tag them into the pinned post, you know, and then everybody does that and duplicating like crazy, doing really well, you know, basically recruiting like crazy. Nothing else she ever tried worked, you know. That was the only strategy that worked for her, and it worked. It was great. And I've even heard this person kind of bash Napoleon Hill before and, like, some of these other things. It's just kind of, and this was like a network marketing thing, but she would bash, like, mindset and Napoleon Hill, and like, no, it's all about, you know, skills and tactics and this and that and this and that. And that was, she was all about that. And then one day the group got shut down. And I don't know if she's in this industry anymore. Like I can't find her anywhere. So it's like, wow, this is crazy. And she had all the tactics, all the skills in the world, and she could have applied it to something else, like a different strategy, or persevered, got it back somehow, or I don't know. It's like, I'm just trying to throw this out there, like mindset and skill set. Like there's this formula we used to teach. It's mindset plus skill set times performance equals results. So she had the skill set, she had the performance, but she was missing one piece of the pedal. You know, like mindset's the left pedal, skill set's the right pedal. Could you imagine trying to pedal with one leg? Like, really think about that. Like, if you're trying to pedal a bike and you're just trying to pedal with your right leg only, that is pretty much not going to work, you know, long term. It'll work a little bit. It'll push you along, you know, and you'll be awkward, but then it just won't work long term. And so that's what I've noticed in this industry is the people who take this seriously, like you guys who are dialed in on a call like this, you take it seriously, you are the ones who win. You persevere. You accept change. That's one thing that I've said in the past is, I think there's a superpower out there that a lot of people don't have. And it's the ability to accept change. Like, if there is any superpower, that's one right there. Because, like anything, like I've seen people quit. I've seen people do lots of things based on change. Like, even in my church, there was a time that we split. We call them wards, but basically our wards split. And like, so some people had to go to this new ward, and then some people had to go over here, and it basically split down the middle, and people were like pissed, and there was actually people who left our church because of a ward split. They just could not accept change at all. And yeah, so I really feel like that's a superpower. And if you can embrace that, something changes, well, you adapt, you move on, and you accept it. You accept change. And the world right now is changing a lot with AI, and the ones who accept it will reap the benefits. You know, do you have to get rid of yourself? Absolutely not. You know, there's some people who use AI to completely do everything, and that's probably not the best idea. But what is a good idea is to use it to do the things you don't want to do, and then you, or you want to insert yourself, stay the same. And that's where the world is going. You know, it's like, we're not going to be replaced by AI. We're going to be replaced by the people who use AI the best, you know. So it's kind of like, do you use it? Do you accept it? Are you not accepting this change? Are you embracing it? Are you looking for ways to use it in your own personal way? And your own personal voice, you know, I've seen some people, you know, use it to write in a really great way. You know, like I've seen some people use it to write and it's horrible. So it's like, okay, how do you do that? How do you embrace it? How do you make it work? So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. You know, this is a call about principles to learn, help you win your freedom through principle-centered leadership. And, you know, we're here to help you on that journey. So if you're excited about life, if you're excited about freedom, if you're excited about anything, we always like to give people an opportunity to shout into the lines and let us know if they are excited. Hold on, let me just make sure I get it in the right mode. So if you are ready for this call and the rest of the day, go ahead and let us know. Scream into the lines, right?
Let's go!
Here
comes the fire with the AI!
I've seen how long you guys can go. That's cool. Awesome. You guys sound excited. So thank you so much for being here. And yeah, so let's do housekeeping. let's see, what have we got on our list here? So we're reading the book of the month, which is The Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. And this is just a great little book where you can learn from one of the rich, or basically the richest person in the world at the moment, you know, things that he said, his mindset behind things. So it's always a great, and it's not written by him, it's written by someone else, you know, looking up his words and stuff. So I think it's pretty cool to study that. And actually, when I think about this book, I think about They can grow rich. You know, where they can grow rich in 1900s, what did he do? He studied the richest people in the world and wrote a book on it and, you know, told you about the principles that they all followed. So if you think about it, this book of Elon is in alignment with that philosophy, studying the richest people and then putting in words. So, you know, that's like the modern day, you know, way that they Think and Grow Rich gathered information. So you could do that yourself. You guys know that? Like, you could study the richest people in the world right now and see how they think and study it. So anyway, that's our book of the month. We highly recommend you read that outside of the mastermind. And then in the name of characters, fear. We want to eliminate that from our lives. And then we have The Science of Getting Rich is what book we're reading on the call right now today. And we're on, or we either finished, yeah, I think we finished the chapter. So yeah, we're starting on chapter 16, so we'll get there in just a moment. But before we do that, I would like to get someone to read the Major Definite Purpose Self-Confidence Formula. But one last thing before you do that is, if you're brand new to the call, if you just dialed in for the first time, we do a couple things. You know, A, you can plug into our community for free. And we have a mastermind collection that you can get. And so all you have to do is ask the person who invited you here for that, and they'll get you a link that will have a video of Paul and the links to all of our resources. And then also, if you want to find out about Freedom Fest, our live annual event, also ask whoever invited you, and they'll get you plugged into that information. So with that, can I get a volunteer to read Major Definite Purpose?
Got you, Mike.
Thank you, Paul.
Yes. Also, a quick note on the way that I do this. I leave the specifics blank. We actually had someone complain one time. They're like, everyone should fill in their details. but the reason I leave it blank is because everybody's purpose is different, and it's good to fill in, obviously, the thing you're going for. And also, one other note, this can be used for money, of course, but it can also be used for other things. Currently, my major definite purpose is not money. It's completing a project. And so you can fill in the blank with whatever it is your purpose is. So let's do it. By the day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality in the service of service in the capacity of, I believe that I will have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see it before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now waiting transferred to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back to it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall develop sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. And fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions which benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use in the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. Back to you, Mike.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul. So let's go ahead and let Paul know how much we love and believe in him. All right. All right. Sounds like there's thousands of people here today, but that's cool. Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Paul. You can get an award for fastest major definite purpose speaking, probably because he memorized it a long, long, long time ago, and even if he does read it, it's even faster, so it's all good. All right, well, let's get into the content today. Looks like we got a couple minutes before the reading portion, but one thing I'll just say is I just love that, you know, all of you who dial in here every day, Monday through Friday, like clockwork, I just want to commend you for doing that. You know, we've been promoting this call since, I don't know, 2011 or 2012, at least for me. And some of you have been dialing in since then. And then there's people who join our community who, you know, they'll come to the marketing masterminds, they'll come to the other ones, just the tactics, the skills, the things like that. And you guys are the crazy ones that actually dial into a mindset call. And so I just want to commend you for that. You know, and I don't want to take away from the principles that we're going to be studying. So I'm going to get right into the reading today, which we're actually reading out of The Science of Getting Rich, The Right to Be Rich. Interesting. It says it's chapter one. kind of funny. Yes, I scroll up and it's like, chapter 16, some cautions and concluding observations. And then I scroll down a little bit and it says, chapter one. I'm like, oh, I wonder if I'm reading chapter one again. Anyway.
Hey, Mike, it sure threw me off when I looked at it this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, did we just copy and paste chapter one in there again? Well, if we did, that's still okay. All right, so here we go. Many people will scoff at the idea that there is an exact science of getting rich, holding the impression. And yeah, I just want to point, actually, before we get too far in, I want to just encourage you, if you're dialed in here, to pick a nugget or two that we talk about, whether it be from the opening statements that the hosts do or the reading. You know, pick a nugget that you can either share on social media or share on the mastermind portion when we open it up. So either way, it's good. You know, just get in the habit of when you come to masterminds and you invest, like think about it like this. If you invest an hour of your time on a mastermind or an hour of your time on a webinar or 2 hours of your time on a webinar, the best ROI you can get from that is if you can pick out one nugget, just one nugget, and share it with someone, whether that be your social media, your Facebook, your YouTube, short video. If you could just share one nugget you learned from every mastermind you attend, man, that's gonna take you so far in life, because it's not just about the nugget, it's about the mindset around the nugget, like the idea of teaching more than you're learning, you know, versus just learn, and never taking in any action. So just that mindset alone of trying to find a nugget and share it with somebody, like that alone is going to take you far in business. And if you want to take it up a notch, you want to take it up a level, like level up, you can even go further. Like if you watch a movie or if you're watching a TV show, could you imagine if you could take one thing from that TV show and relate it back to home business or something, whatever you're promoting? Like that's another, you know, level up. And I've seen, you know, people do this. I've seen Paul do this with his kids. You know, something happens with his kids and he relates it back to business. So these are really good skills. Like if you want to develop a skill, I'm telling you right now, that's one to develop right there. So if you can watch a movie, you can watch a show, you can go to the movie, or you can go to, you know, to Disneyland, and you can, or you can do whatever. And if you can find a nugget to share or relate it back to business, like you're gonna go far. You're gonna learn how marketing is and how it works. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. You know, as we go through this reading, if you can jot down a nugget, share it with someone today. If you don't already have something, now if you already have content plans, like something Paul's working on, he's creating this content plan for people. It's like, I think it's going to make it so much easier just to log in and do content. So if you have a plan, you know, that's fine, do that. But if you don't have a plan, then this is a great strategy to get a plan, you know, pick a nugget, share it. So anyway, back to the reading. Many people will scoff at the idea that there is an exact science of getting rich, holding the impression that the supply of wealth is limited. They will insist that social and government institutions must be changed before even any considerable number of people can acquire a competence. Quick thought on that. We're only one paragraph in. If we waited for the government to get rich, you're doing the wrong. That's the wrong strategy. You should never wait on anybody to get rich. So anyway, just want to throw that in there. All right, but this is not true. It is true that existing governments keep the masses in poverty. But this is because the masses do not think and act in a certain way. If the masses begin to move forward as suggested in this book, neither governments nor industrial systems can check them. All systems must be modified to accommodate the forward movement. If the people have the advancing mind, have the faith that they can become filthy rich. That's funny. I just did that in there just for fun. But you definitely don't want to be filthy rich. All right. And move forward with fixed purpose to become rich. Nothing can possibly keep them in poverty. Individuals may enter upon the certain way at any time and under any government and make themselves rich. And when any considerable number of individuals do so under any government, they will cause the system to be so modified as to open the way for others. The more people who get rich on the competitive plane, the worse for others. The more people who get rich on the creative plane, the better for others. The economic salvation of the masses can only be accomplished by getting a large number of people to practice the scientific method set down in this book and become rich. These will show others that the way and inspire them, or it'll show others the way and inspire them with a desire for real life, with the faith that it can be attained and with the purpose to attain it. For the present, however, it is enough to know that neither the government under which you live, nor the capitalistic or competitive system of the industry can keep you from getting rich. When you enter upon the creative plane of thought, you will rise above all the things and become a citizen of another kingdom. But remember that your thought must be held upon the creative plane. You are never for an instant to be betrayed into regarding the supply as limited or into acting on the moral level of competition. Whenever you do fall into old ways of thought, correct yourself instantly. For when you are in the competitive mind, you have lost the cooperation of the supreme mind. Do not spend any time in the planning as to how you will meet possible emergencies in the future, except as the necessary policies may affect your actions today. You are concerned with doing today's work in a perfectly successful manner and not with emergencies which may arise tomorrow. You can attend to them as they come. Do not concern yourself with the questions as to how you shall surmount obstacles which may loom upon your business horizon unless you can see plainly that your course must be altered today in order to avoid them. No matter how tremendous an obstruction may appear at a distance, you will find that if you go on in a certain way, it will disappear as you approach it. Or that a way over, under, though, or around it will appear. No possible combinations of circumstance can defeat a man or woman who is proceeding to get rich along strictly scientific lines. No man or woman who obeys the law can fail to get rich any more than one can multiply 2 by 2 and fail to get 4. Give no anxious thought to possible disasters, obstacles, panics, or unfavorable combinations of circumstance. There is time enough to meet such things when they present themselves before you in the immediate present, and you will find that every difficulty carries with it the wherewithal for its overcoming. Okay, so we just finished 116. We'll start on 117 tomorrow. This is an interesting concept. One thing that just stuck out to me just now, it's talking about the future, you know, not letting that stop you right now. And one thing that he pointed out, he says, don't give anxious thought to possible disasters, obstacles, things like that, that could come up. And there was an example of that in the social feed that I'm in, where one person was like, you know, if I reach out to my, you know, following and my friends on Facebook, Won't I lose a bunch of friends? You know, like, you know, I asked AI this question, like, if I do this, this, that, and this, and that, wouldn't you lose friends, this, that, and that? And first off, you know, the method that we were teaching is non-pressure at all. So that was just a, you know, kind of a moot point. but the concern there, and this is coming right straight from this book right here, is this person was looking too far ahead. Like he was looking at like, oh, what if I lose all my friends? Or what if this, what if that? It's like right here in the book, it's like, you'll deal with that if it comes up. It's like there will be time enough to meet such things when they present themselves before you. So think about that. So like if that happens, you lose friends because of a strategy, you'll deal with that when it comes up. You know what I mean? You're not going to just not do the thing and not be successful because of an obstacle that could or possibly happen. You know, like, I mean, your business could go out of business. Your merchant accounts can be shut down. You're like, if I sat there and just analyzed every little thing that's happened in this industry, I would never have gone into business. And we would never have helped people win their freedom, you know? So think about that. It's like, what are you holding back on because there's an obstacle that you possibly could hit, you know? And who are you holding back because of it? Who did you not help because of your obstacles? So just something to ponder and think about. Okay, so let's open it up. Just keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call, so don't mention company names, system names, leader names, unless they're part of our community. Brevity and relevance, always appreciated. And we'll go ahead and put it in the right mode. Okay, Star 6, come on out. Who has a thought for us today?
Stephanie Elkin.
That's Stephanie?
Yep, it's Stephanie. Hey, Mike, thank you. Thank you for your service throughout, especially today. The thing that stood out to me, and it just moves me every time I get in a rut, is who is not being served because I'm in the way or I'm in my head or whatever. And that's why I ended up using the tool, because I was analyzing all the things. I was thinking about all the past things I'd failed at. But at the end of the day, if I'm quiet, somebody that needs my solution won't be served. And I can't fake that. So that's my share for today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Crazy that that came out and came out at the very end of that reading, too. So I confirmed that. So, appreciate you. All right, who's next? Star 6. Come on out.
Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hello. Hey, Mike. Thank you so much for taking the call and thanks for the great call last night and everything and all you do for us. My thought was mindset without skill set is no set. That was what I came up with. And it reminded me of your friend that had all the skill sets, but she wasn't working on her mindset. So when someone, quote-unquote, moved her cheese, she, you know, she didn't have a plan like Gail said on the call last week about how can I. That's something that I learned a long time ago from another motivational speaker, was how can I, instead of saying I can't do it, this, you know, this happened, so I can't do this anymore, and always looking for the opposite of it, how can I. And so she didn't have the mindset, so she just, you know, she crumbled, because that's the foundation. It's like, you know, we have a foundation, and when you're building a building, you put the rebar and the concrete footers and all that stuff down, and that's our mindset. That's what keeps us going because things are going to change. These big oligarchs that pay out or do whatever, like, you know, Facebook and YouTube and Google and all of these people, they change the rules all the time. They move the cheese all the time. And, you know, that's just the way they do it. And so we're going to play in their sandbox. We got to adapt to the rules that they keep changing. So without having the mindset, you know, I think that this call right here it's like my day is just totally different after I get on this call, because I just get so much out of it because it's all positive. And, of course, I read a lot of positive books, you know, the book that, you know, the Elon book and John Maxwell's books and stuff. And I got to keep my mind in the game right, because otherwise, you know, something comes along and I won't have that how can I spirit about it. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth for today. And I want to thank you again for hosting the call. And thank you, Lori Sue, for being behind the scenes. And thank all of you for being here and participating with this. And let's don't leave any dead air for Mike to hang on the clothesline in the wind. Let's get out there and share something, even if you just come out and introduce yourself. Just keep this going so there's no dead air. Anyway, that's my 2 cents for us. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you, Donna. Appreciate you. Awesome.
Mike.
Right, I heard Paul and some other lady.
Oh, my liver. Gail should go first.
Yeah. Oh, that's too funny. But thanks, you guys. Okay, so the one thing Donna, she just kind of, well, first of all, thank you, Donna, for that. That was so cute about the dead air. I mean, as a speaker on this call, sometimes it's like torture. So, yeah, I mean, just come out. You know, everybody's thoughts, even if it's a sentence or two, is important. So thanks for that, Donna. And for you, Mike, I just was thinking, you know, the I can thing. Years ago, I was with a company, and this was really powerful, you know. When we are doing something, it's not just for ourselves, right? It's usually for our families, our loved ones. How can we make a difference in their life? How can we, you know, make our life better, which in turn makes our loved ones better? I can get, you know, I don't have any kids of my own, but I have got plenty, over 40 nieces and nephews between my husband and I. And I'm the favorite aunt because I pay attention to the kids. I send them cards. I love them up. I try to give them powerful thoughts and things like that. So this company told us to cut out the eyes in pictures that we have of our families, our loved ones, people that are important to us, and make an eye can. So we had this empty can of whatever. You know, you're always opening cans of vegetables, beans, peas, whatever. So you have a can, empty can, and you surround that can, you know, with a piece of white paper, pink, with it. Well, of course, pink. Just decorate it with the eyes of the people that are important to you. And it's so cool because it's your eye can. You are doing this for these people. And you have that can on your desk wherever you are, you know, wherever you are mostly. And it's always there because it's your purpose. Your purpose is not yourself. It's your serving other people. And it's just a cute little thing that if you guys can remember to do, just put, you know, cut out from old pictures, whether it be your loved ones, the people that are currently in your life constantly, you know, just put their eyes on this can, and that's your eye can, and that's going to help you move forward in serving and being successful. And that's really what I think getting rich is. It's not just money, but it's how you have impacted the loved ones that you love, that are dear to you in your life. So I just thought that was a cute little idea to share, if it helps anybody. But back to you, Mike, and thanks again for being here for us.
Thank you, Gail. Appreciate you. All right, Mr. Paul Hutchings, come on out.
Hey, Mike and Grow Rich family. Hope you guys are having a great day. Mike, thanks for your service. Love the message all the way through. The change thing's interesting. Spotify recently changed the icon on your homes on your phone. And I was like, man, I hate that. Why did they do that? Because it was like harder to find. And I texted Amy. I was like, I hate this new logo. She's like, I do too. I was going to tell you I hate it. It's so hard to find. And we had a conversation about how people generally don't like change. And I think that's true. However, what you said is also true, that things do change. Someone once said, the only thing we can count on to never change is that things will always be changing. So anyway, that's a really good skill. And I think part of the trick is learning to find the things that we can stand on that we know won't change, and then learning to be flexible to the things that will change and be open to those changes. And I guess that's part of maybe what one would might call wisdom, like knowing the difference. The other thing I wanted to mention was, Wallace Wattles makes some outlandish claims in the book. Like one that was in the reading today was, the government might be holding you down and all these things might be against you. And that might all be true, but you, if you think in the right way, you can change it all. And it's like that spot in the Matrix, where Neo realizes his power, and then these vibrations just like emanate out all around him and change everything and like knock down all the bad guys. And it's like, really? Like, really? Is that real? And just some interesting thoughts on that specific idea. I was reading a little bit from a book called The Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and it's a very sad book about the annihilation of many people that happened in Russia during the 1920s and 30s. But the point is that relates to this is he said there is something like there are a million different universes. And what he meant was, and he explained this, that each one of us is at the center of our own universe, and every other person is at the center of their own universe, because we're all where we're at, living our own lives with our own perspectives. So we all have our own center, and we can affect what's happening in our own, little spot in the universe. And then the other related thought is this concept of the simulation theory. I'm not saying I subscribe to it, but I think it's interesting that, there are a lot of people in tech circles that think that, there's a good chance we're living in a simulation. In other words, that reality is some big computer simulation. And even if that's true, who's to say that God's not a programmer? But I'm not saying I subscribe to it, but it is interesting to think about the different ways people look at things. And there's a quote from, who was it? Thomas Paine. And he said, math is the language of God. And if you look around, math is everywhere. And there are a lot of little things that smart people could point to that would say, see, this is like as if we were in a simulation. Well, imagine that we were in a simulation and that reality was digital and flexible, and you could emanate your thoughts out and affect the rules and the structure of the game. That's an interesting way to think about it. But another way to think about it would be from quantum physics, where they do the double split experiment, where they fire these tiny little particles at these slits in this board. And what they realized was that particles can behave as waves depending upon whether or not there is an observer watching the particles being fired from the experiment gun. So in other words, the piece of matter behaves one way when nobody is looking and behaves a completely different way when someone is looking. And so the implication there is that observation and thought and attention and focus can indeed bend or shift the reality of matter. And so I guess I just share these as, you know, when you hear outlandish claims like Wallace Waddell saying it doesn't matter if the government, the full might and power of the government is holding you down. And he's like, you can change that with your thoughts. It's like, what? Come on. But when you look at, you know, or even from a religious standpoint, Jesus said all things are possible to them that believe. See, these different frames of looking at things, you start to think that, wow, maybe I do have more power than I think I do. So anyway, just wanted to share that as food for thought. Love you guys. Back to you, Mike.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. I don't like the idea of having to rely on, you know, religion or government to whether I make money or not, you know, or whether I be successful or not, you know. That idea does not resonate at all. So, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ms. Christian.
Brother Mike, love you, brother. Love our family. Grand and happy rising. Thank you, Paul, for your thoughts and your words. You know, you talk about quantum physics and bending reality. That's where I am. I'm keeping the vision alive. And one ingredient to being able to bend reality is faith. Every good book, everything that we read says that you cannot obtain the kingdom of heaven. You cannot go within and get the treasures. You cannot have the low-hanging fruit that's there waiting for you. You can't have the harvest. You can't have any of that unless you put in the work. And then put in the work is through the faith. The faith knowing that when I put in the work, this thing is going to happen. When I give out these invitations, I'm going to make sure that I get something from my efforts. I learn in every situation. Every day is the best day ever. Every person I talk to is the person that I should be talking to, is the most important person in the world, because that's the person I'm talking to in that moment. And having the faith and knowing that because I am a worthy person, that I do the work, that I do what I say what it is, and I follow through. Because of those steps, I am able to bend reality into what I want, because my creator knows that I can only do so much. I'm very limited as a human in the sense of my body. However, I can think, my thoughts can go anywhere. And is like Paul said, the observer changes everything. When I start observing things that I want to see different in the world, when I envision the person that I want to be, that I act, I have a major definite purpose of this is who I am and this is what I plan on doing, quantum physics proves now that energetically we can manifest any reality. And a lot of people talk about timelines. That's, you know, if you believe in that or whatever you feel, whether we believe in things too, guys, gals, whether we believe the sun is sunning and shining and the moon is mooning, it's whether we believe that or not, it's there. Gravity is there. There's certain things that are there. So knowing that it's there and that we know that quantum physics is there and that we can change everything, and knowing that we come in this world with a spirit into a body and we leaving the body here. So we're thinking about what are we going to do? What's important while we're here? And then manifesting that reality and let no one stop us. And I think that's the game that we're in. If there is a simulation, it's for us to be all that we could be and prove that we're gonna complete the mission that we came here. And no matter if the award gets separated or someone says we're not going to do this anymore, the government says you can't say this certain word and no more dancing in the street, we're going to figure out a way how to come together energetically to overcome all things as long as we don't give up. Love you, family. You are my family, and I just love seeing everyone grow every day on this call because we're growing rich. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, who's next?
Hey, Mike, it's Albie.
What's up, Albie?
Hey, Mike. So I just wanted to say, Mr. Christian took my thought right out of my mind. Thank you, Minister Christian. You actually explained that really, really good. I was just going to say a whole bunch of that, and you're just like, oh, man. Yeah, that was some really interesting stuff as well, Paul, that you're talking about. And I just wanted to share a couple things along with that is that, you mentioned how Jesus said, all things are possible. And there's a verse that says, when you pray, believe you have received it. And, just like Mr. Christian was talking about faith, faith is the key element that allows you to achieve things that you don't think you could achieve, And, in Thinking Grow Rich, you have the 13 different elements that help you create success. And, faith is number three. You got to have a desire. Faith number two. You got to have a desire. Without desire, it's all, fruitless. And there's nothing to base it on, But you have faith that you can achieve it, And here is Jesus telling you, that when you pray, believe you have received it. So it's like not receive it, received it, right? Not only like so, in Think and Grow Rich, it says you have to have imagination as well. That's number five. You have to have imagination to see the end in mind, right? And so faith actually takes your thought and creates it into something that you see it in your imagination as already done. And you act out on that thing, In the science of growing rich, it says thoughts, we can take our thoughts and make them into things, right? And it's like, wow. It's really insane, right? How you're, and you think about it another way, is like our whole world is inside of our mind. I mean, everyone thinks about the past, the future, the present. Right. And they think, but actually every form of past, present and future is actually in your mind. Even right now, what we see, what we do, it's all inside of our minds. Right. And so our minds are actually super powerful. There's so much inside of it. And it's like what we think is so important, whether we think we can or we think we can't. Like Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can, you're right. and so when we have faith and we believe it, we see it, we use our imagination to make that to think about the outcome, the end result as already having been achieved, and we move with faith towards that. It's just very, very powerful. Anyway, my two cents on all that. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Love it. Thank you so much, Albie. Yeah, I was thinking that, the Henry Ford thing, another way to put it, because this other person I was talking about earlier, when we told him about we were giving him advice and he kept on arguing on his side. He's arguing, oh, no, this, no, 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 this. And I just kept thinking in my head, what you argue for, you get to keep. because it's like, if you're arguing that your way is right, it's not going to, it's going to be right, kind of like the Henry Ford thing.
Yes.
So.
Yes, absolutely. Funny.
All right. Who's next?
Hey, Mike, it's Lori Sue.
Hey, Lori Sue.
Hey, wow, you guys got me thinking, I just remember being on that farm. So I had two different owners of the farm. So I kind of went through different ownership. But the original owner that I worked with, an incredible man, he was a naval officer, and here he's now running a farm. But he said to me, you know, Lori Sue, pay attention. Observation is better than education anytime. So, okay, so, and that made a difference on the farm as far as observing what was going on. You could capture a lot more and see a lot more. And I really began to believe that how I felt about what I was doing actually went into the soil as far as that. I know that sounds weird, but it really seemed to make a difference. But then later he also reminded me that, hey, observation is number one, but you still have to be educated. Don't be dumb, you know. he said it with full seriousness, like, continue to learn. He goes, I just want you to know that when I said that, that the education was really important as well. And he had a very strong belief in God. And, well, it was called Lord Acres. He named his farm that on purpose. And but he said it's all interconnected. But anyway, that got me thinking, the observation and thinking about how we really can shift, that things are shifting by our thoughts without us even knowing, without us even realizing, and that we have the power for good or evil. In talking with my sons, I got to meet with all three of them yesterday. It was so wonderful, picking up the son that I live with from the other two, and got to talking about politics, not a good subject, but talking about really wealthy people and a difference of opinions. And but what I realize it comes down to is even people out there can be as evil as they are good. As a matter of fact, there was a quote about Rockefeller, and that's what it was stating, was that his good was as good as could be, and his bad was as bad as could be. That's kind of the main statement that's said about Rockefeller. And maybe we could say the same about Elon. It's just a very divided, people see both sides kind of thing and go to it. But I think the main message is to see the good, extract the good, be the good, and grow in that way, because it does make a difference. How we think, how we feel, how we act in better and better ways, it does affect everyone around us. And though there's this polarity and this division, we can create a unity through love and through our thoughts of becoming better people and serving better those around us. And I think that's the message of Wallace Wattles. And Mike, I think that's, I love you. I think that's how you and Paul, the example you're setting for us, and I just appreciate it. And I'm so glad I'm a part of this community. And thank you so much. Back to you. Love you, Grow Rich family.
Thank you. Thank you, Lori Sue. Appreciate you. Okay. Anyone else? One more minute.
Mark Smith.
Hey, Mark.
Real quick and close it out. Paul, he said everything that I had in my mind. And Mr. Chris said he always says everything that's in my mind, so thank you for that. But I wanted to add on to that conversation, talking about alternate realities. There was a movie in 1990 called Mr. Destiny. It was with Jim Belushi and Michael Caine. Jim Belushi, he was basically living an average kind of a life, and then he came upon his angel, Michael Caine, who basically showed him how his life would be different if a certain event would have happened. And he took him all the way back to, I think, Little League or high school or something. And instead of striking out, he hit a home run. And upon hitting a home run, he came out of that and he awakened to a whole nother reality, beautiful house, beautiful family, beautiful career. And it was just an interesting take on how, you know, our decisions can change our realities, and that everything that we can imagine exists somewhere else. But anyway, that's the short story on my thoughts. And just back to you, Mike. Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom.
Freedom. Thank you, thank you. Okay, well, thank you all for being here. Thank you for being alive. Thank you for being a part of our community. And we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. So make it a wonderful day, and bye for...
Thank you, Mike. That was awesome.
Thank you,
great
Mike.
Call.
Mike.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Christian.
Love you, Paul. Love you, everybody.
Thank
you, LB.
Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles.
Keep the vision alive.
Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Never be defeated, even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all are meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity.
Never give up, never give up, never give up.